The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Argument. It tells how a ship, having passed the line, was driven by storms to the cold country towards the South Pole, and how from there she made her course to the tropical latitude of the great Pacific Ocean, and of the strange things that befell, and in what manner the ancient mariner came back to his own country. Part 1. It is an ancient mariner, and he stops one of three. By the long grey beard and glittering eye, now, wherefore stopp'st thou me? The bridegroom's door are opened wide, and I am next of kin. The guests are met, the feast is set, may's hear the merry din. He holds him with his skinny hand. There was a ship, quoth he. Hold off, unhand me, great bird loon. Eftsoon his hand dropped he. He holds him with his glittering eye. The wedding guest stood still and listens like a 3 years child. The mariner has his will. The wedding guest sat on a stone. He cannot choose but hear. And thus spake on that ancient man, the bright-eyed mariner. The ship was cheered, the harbour cleared, merrily did we drop, below the kirk, below the hill, below the lighthouse top. The sun came up upon the left, out of the sea came he, and he shone bright, and on the right went down into the sea, higher and higher every day, till over the mast at noon. The wedding guest here beats his breast, for he heard the loud bassoon. The bride has placed into the hall, red as a rose is she, nodding their heads before he goes, the merry mistressly. The wedding guest he beat his breast, yet he cannot choose but hear, and thus spake on the ancient man, the bright-eyed mariner. And now the storm blast came, and he was tyrannous and strong. He struck with his overtaking wings and chased us south along. With sloping masts and dripping prow, as who pursued with hell and blow still treads the shadow of his foe, and forward bends his head, the ship draws fast, loud roared the blast, and southward aye we fled. And now there came both mist and snow, and it grew wondrous cold, and ice, mast high, came floating by, as green as emerald. And through the drifts the snowy clifts did send a dismal strain, nor shapes of man nor beast we ken, the ice was all between. The ice was here, the ice was there, the ice was all around. It creaked and growled and roared and howled like noises in a swound. At length did cross an albatross, thorough the fog it came, as if it had been a Christian soul, we hailed it in God's name. It ate the food it never had eat, and round it flew. The ice did split with thunder fit, the helmsman steered us through. And a good south wind sprang up behind, the albatross did follow, and every day, for food and or play, came the mariner's hollow. In midst or cloud, on mast or shroud, it perched for vespers nine, whiles all the night, through fog smoke white, glimmered the wide moonshine. God save thee, ancient mariner, from the fiends that plague thee thus. Why look thou so? With my crossbow I shot the albatross. It is here that the actual crime occurs. It is mentioned only in the last line, but it is made striking in two ways. We do not know why the mariner kills the albatross. Two, the albatross had been received as a guest by the crew, so the crime is against hospitality and breaks the sacred law which links all living things in an ideal brotherhood.